Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about a book that completely flipped my understanding of history, Jack Weatherford's Genghis Khan and the Making of the Modern World. Sophie, before we dive in, what did you think of the title?
I'm Sophie, and honestly, I was skeptical at first. I mean, Genghis Khan? The guy who slaughtered millions? But Weatherford makes a compelling case that he's the father of globalization. It's a wild ride.
Right? I wasn't expecting a grim story of conquest, but it's so much more. The book opens with this orphan named Temujin, who's just trying to survive after his dad gets poisoned when he's 9.
And his own clan abandons them. He's captured, enslaved, and forced to wear this wooden collar. It's brutal, but it's those early hardships that forge his iron will.
Yeah. And he learns that the tribal system is broken. It's all about clan loyalty and blood feuds, and it just keeps everyone fighting. So he decides to tear it all down and start over.
That's the genius part. He reorganizes his followers into this decimal system, groups of 10, 100, and 1,000. It's not about birth anymore, it's about merit. A common herder can become a general if he's good enough.
It's a total social revolution. And he creates this elite guard, the Kashyyyk, made up of his general sons. It keeps them loyal and also gives him hostages to ensure their good behavior. Pretty clever.
By 1206, he's united all the Mongol tribes and gets proclaimed Genghis Khan, which means universal ruler. And then he turns his attention outward.
And that's when things get terrifying. The Mongol army is like nothing the world has ever seen. Every soldier is a master horseman and archer, able to shoot with deadly accuracy at full gallop.
Their mobility is insane. They can travel for days, living off their horses' milk and blood. And they're masters of psychological warfare, faking retreats to draw enemies out.
Plus, they learn siege warfare from captured Chinese and Persian engineers. They build catapults and trebuchets that bring down the Great Wall of China. It's like they're unstoppable.
And they have this incredible intelligence network. Spies and traitors report on every target long before the armies arrive. Genghis knows his enemies better than they know themselves.
So he sacks Beijing, then turns west. And there's this moment where the Shah of the Khwarezmian Empire makes a huge mistake. He murders a Mongol trade delegation and insults the Khan.
And Genghis responds with total war. City after city falls, Samarkand, Bukhara, and Merv. If a city resists, the entire population is slaughtered as a warning. It's estimated that tens of millions die.
It's horrific, and Weatherford doesn't sugarcoat it. But then he flips the script. He says that destruction is only half the story. The other half is about building something new.
Exactly. The Mongols create the Pax Mongolica, the Mongol Peace. For the first and only time, the entire Silk Road, from Korea to Poland, is under one stable authority.
So a merchant can travel from the Black Sea to the Yellow Sea without being robbed or taxed to death. They build roads, set up relay stations with fresh horses every 25 miles, and standardize weights and measures.
And they're religiously tolerant. Genghis exempts all clergy from taxes and military service. He hosts debates between Buddhists, Muslims, Christians, and Taoists, not to find the right religion, but to encourage understanding.
That's so ahead of its time. And they create a universal law code, the Yasa, which bans kidnapping women, stealing livestock, and polluting water. It's the rule of law for everyone, from the lowest herdsman to the highest general.
And ideas flow along those trade routes. Chinese gunpowder and printing head west, Islamic astronomy and medicine head east. It's the first real global exchange of knowledge.
Then you have Genghis's grandson, Kublai Khan, who finishes the conquest of China and founds the Yuan dynasty. He builds this amazing court in Xanadu and later in Beijing.
Kublai was a master of statecraft. He adopted Chinese rituals to appear as a proper emperor, but he kept his Mongol roots. And it's his court that Marco Polo visits and writes about.
For a long time, people thought Polo's travelogue was pure fantasy. But now historians see it as a pretty accurate description of how sophisticated and wealthy the Mongol Empire was.
So, Weatherford's big argument is that the Mongol legacy is the very fabric of our modern world. The global economy, international communication, religious pluralism, even the concept of international law, it all traces back to them.
They even had a postal system, the Yam, that could carry messages across the empire in weeks. It's the precursor to every modern communication network, and they standardized paper money, creating the first universal currency.
But then there's the decline. The empire fractures into four khanates, and later rulers get mired in corruption. The Black Death travels along those same trade routes and devastates everyone.
And the worst part is the winners write history. The Ming Dynasty, the Islamic world, and Europe all portray the Mongols as barbaric demons. That's the image that's stuck for centuries.
Weatherford's achievement is cutting through all that propaganda. He shows that Genghis Khan was a builder, not just a destroyer. He created an empire that was more peaceful, tolerant, and commercially vibrant than anything before it.
The one thing I'm taking away is that the barbarian from the steppes was actually the first modern man. He saw a world beyond endless tribal warfare and tried to create a system that made war obsolete within its borders.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Genghis Khan wasn't just a conqueror. He was a visionary who shaped the modern world in ways we're only beginning to understand. We'll see you in the next one.